All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The list of other victims in the crash that killed Kobe and his daughter has been released. Police warning of a new Netflix scam, and Nicki Minaj's brother has been sentenced. Melissa has the juice coming up.
In an attempt to honor Kobe Bryant, one of the Kardashians is being accused of making his death all about her.
Romero has your sports.
Yeah, and after the advice he got yesterday, it is a guarantee that Tom Brady is coming back to your Patriots.
But first, well, we're starting to learn more about the helicopter crash that killed 9 people, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. Now, the other victims included baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter who played basketball, Alyssa, mother and daughter Sarah and Peyton Chester, Mamba Academy basketball coach Christina Mauser, and the pilot Ara Zobian. And the National Transportation Safety Board says that the last communication with the pilot was that he was climbing to avoid a cloud layer. And reports also said that visibility was so low that the LA Police Department decided to ground its helicopters. The pilot was given special permission to fly. Police warning the public about a new phishing scam targeting Netflix users. So the Edgartown Police Department shared an image of the scam email, which looks official and is signed by the Netflix team. The scam claims that subscribers need to renew their memberships because of a failed payment. Police are urging people to not open the email and move it to a spam folder. And Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani Mirage, was sentenced yesterday to 25 years to life in prison for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl at his Long Island home.
Wow.
The judge convicted him of sexual assault and child endangerment back in November of 2017. The victim testified during the trial that Mirage repeatedly raped her in 2015 while her mother was at work. My God. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, I'm sure you've heard by now that Nicki Minaj and her husband, Kenneth, got into a screaming match with Nicki's ex, Meek Mill, over the weekend, and now we know what caused the whole thing. Meek was staring at them. Apparently, Meek was shopping at a high-end store in West Hollywood when Nicki and Kenneth walked in, and according to sources, Meek was giving them a nasty stare down, and you know, Nicki and Kenneth didn't appreciate it, so they approached him and they called him out on it, and then they started screaming at each other, voices got raised, and Meek ended up being escorted out of the store by his team and in their security. Like, really? Yes. Like, this is where we're at here?
Grow up.
If you saw last night's Bachelor episode, you saw Pilot Pete take Victoria on a one-on-one date where they went to a Chase Rice concert. He's a country singer. Well, we found out in the super awkward episode that Chase and Victoria actually dated in the past. Well, Chase is now pissed off about the whole thing, saying producers exploited him. He says he thought he was going on the show to promote his music, but was blindsided when Victoria and Pete showed up together, and says he didn't want to go on the show because he was worried something like that might happen, but his publicist assured him it wouldn't go down like that. But according to Chase, quote, it's over the top, unnecessary, I didn't expect it, but at the end of the day, it happened. It was really awkward. It was a good episode, though. And Kylie Jenner catching a lot of heat from people on social media right now. She has a picture up and a tribute on her Instagram story to the 9 people who passed away in the helicopter crash, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. But it's the caption that have people feeling a certain kind of way. She posted, quote, rest in peace and prayer to these families. I still can't believe this. That was the helicopter I would fly on time to time with that pilot, Ara. He was such a nice man. Well, her most recent flight with him was in November when she took Dream on a helicopter ride for her third birthday. And people were quick to point out that the Kardashians seem to insert themselves into every story with tweets like, "This ain't about you." And I'm surprised one of them hasn't said they were supposed to be on that helicopter as well. And another tweet was, "How much did Chris pay to print this?" So
that's ridiculous.
People not
man.
Appreciating it very much. All right, here is Ramiro with sports.
All right, a bunch of Kobe Bryant stuff. He's going to be honored posthumously later this year as a 2020 inductee in the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is Springfield. It's also going to honor Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett. That's going to be in August, all right? The Garden joined in on remembering Kobe Bryant with its escalator using purple and gold lights to illuminate it. And a petition to change the NBA logo from Jerry West, who was a former Lakers player, to Kobe Bryant has now garnered more than 1.3 million signatures. What are your thoughts on that?
That's crazy.
Change it. You know how it has the symbol of Jerry West or whatever? Yeah. Changing it to Kobe Bryant?
I'm looking at it right now.
I'm surprised they didn't. Well, Mark Jordan's still alive, so maybe because he's alive. But I'm like, why didn't they do it to Jordan? Like, Jerry West? That's way before. That was, like, back when it was just, like, all white dudes in little shorts. Basketball really, it didn't, there was, like, two black dudes in it. Like, only, like, most people only were only, like, 6'2". You know, like, that basketball really, I could have been good in basketball back in those days. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to see that.
No, let's not go that far.
Wow.
Sorry.
And Tom Brady is guaranteed to come back to your Patriots. Why? Why? Not because Bob Kraft said they're gonna do everything they can to bring him back. No, not because we all want him and we're doing everything we can to convince him to stay here. Not because that lady wrote that article last week in the paper talking about how he's a great hockey dad to his son. No, because the one person Tom Brady looks up to, Joe Montana, the quarterback that made Tom Brady want to be a quarterback. The quarterback who everyone said was the best quarterback in all of the NFL until Tom Brady came along, said to Tom Brady, stay in New England if it's at all possible. That's because Joe Montana back in the day played for the San Francisco 49ers. He ended up leaving for Kansas City Chiefs and then fell off the planet. So he's telling Tom Brady, listen, it's not that easy in football just to switch teams. If you're comfortable and you're winning, stay with the Patriots, especially towards the end of your career, because teaching an old dog new tricks kind of sucks. All right. Tonight, Celtics take on the Heat at the Garden at 8 o'clock, and that's your sports.
All right. Leaving you with some good news about Valentine's Day if you're single. According to a new survey, not just about romance. 4 out of 5 Americans are genuinely excited about Valentine's Day. 59% of people say they plan on celebrating the holiday with their closest friends, 51% with their kids, and 29% with their fur baby. And so if you're single on Valentine's Day, cheer up and remember, you are not alone. There are plenty of other ways and people that you can celebrate with.
With your fur baby? Melissa, please don't ever say.
Hey.
No.
Watch it.
Just keep calling them your cats. Don't call them your fur babies.
No, that's
the worst nickname.
Well, it kind of includes dogs, cats, whatever. Yeah, I know.
It's not just.
I'm not saying it's just cats. I'm just saying that's a stupid nickname. Yeah. Whenever a girl's like, that's my fur baby, I'm like, oh, you're alone. I got it.
That's your good news.
Yeah.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.